driving you out of Mondays in style with Ryan Jones.
Saturday, Sunday, what?
Yes, it's Monday, it's the 29th of April, it's just gone 5 o'clock and you're listening to Fast Lane on Cork City Community Radio 100.5 FM with me, Ryan Jones, and I'll be with you today till 6 o'clock. And that you listened there was Friday then, but it's not Friday because it is Monday, but this is the Drive Time Show where we give you that Friday feeling, but on a Monday evening. It feels like a weekend, even though it's that horrible start of the week Monday. Ooh, we all hate it. But don't worry, for next hour we have some great new music, some great conversations, such as we're going to talk about Electric Picnic and what are the reactions to that. We're also going to talk about how do you successfully leave a WhatsApp group. And also, on top of that as well, why is WhatsApp upsetting people? What has happened there? Well, stay tuned and you will find out in the next hour. I will answer all these questions. Now, like always, to get involved in the show, you can contact me on 085 124 1616. That's 085 124 1616. You can email me directly at fastlanepod@gmail.com or you can Instagram message me on Ryan Jones Radio. Now, like always, let's get started by counting down the top three songs in the Irish charts this week. And we're going to start, of course, like always, with the bronze medal of music for this week. We're going to start with number three.
Fastlane's weekly Irish chart rundown. Enjoy this week's number three.
It's Sabrina Carpenter with Espresso.
Driving you out of Mondays in style with Ryan Jones.
Yes, that was Smile Like You Mean It by The Killers to kick off our Monday Drive Time show. Here I am, Ryan Jones, driving you into the weekend till 6 o'clock today. The Killers, you know what, I haven't played them in a while. Do you know what? They're a really good band. And they're one of those bands that you forget how good they are until you hear their song like that on the radio and you go, oh my God, The Killers, they're really good. Anyway, you can get involved with the show again by texting 085 124 1616. 085 124 1616 because we have a lot to discuss. Now, how was my week, you may be asking? Well, I've had one of those weeks where it's been a good week, but it's been a lot of stressful adulting, as they call it. Like, I have to do a lot of adulting. So I had to get my car fixed this week because I took my car in to get brake pads done. And it turns out it was a much bigger job. They were like, oh, it's not just the brake pads. It's your whole entire braking system needs to be replaced. So that was fun. And also, I'm having a weird thing this week as well where my direct debits aren't going out of my bank because basically I've done something with the card where I tried to make a payment with the card and I stopped the CCF number, whatever, and now my payments won't go out. So generally, if you know the answer to that, can you text me and let me know? Because my direct debits won't go out. And it's all a bit of a nightmare. Like, technology just isn't on my side this week. It's just not working out for me. Anyway, how's your week been? You can let me know by texting in 085 124 1616. That's 085 124 1616. Or message me on the fastlanepod@gmail.com. It's the fastlanepod@gmail.com. And you have been messaging in because we will be talking later on about what is the social etiquette or the socially acceptable way to leave a WhatsApp group. And we will be to talk about that later on in the show after 5:30. So please stay tuned for that. Anyway, I think we should kick off back with the music and we're going to play an old classic back from 2010. It is Airplanes, but it's Airplanes Part 2 with B.O.B., Hayley Williams and Eminem.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now.
Yes, there we go. That was Airplanes with B.O.B., Hayley Williams and Eminem. And that song is so nostalgic for me. Like, that reminds me of my school days. That was such a great song. And also, by the way, I haven't watched it yet, but I would recommend something, even though I haven't watched it. Like, there's an Eminem documentary on Amazon Prime. I just saw it a few days ago while flicking through. So I'm going to watch it, and I might report back on that in a few weeks when I actually watch it. But do you know what? I'll give it a go. Who knows? Maybe Siobhan recommend it again. Siobhan, near the end of the show, before 6 o'clock, will be giving us our streaming recommendations, so please stay tuned for that. Anyway, so let's talk about Electric Picnic, because a few days ago the Electric Picnic lineup was announced. So Electric Picnic is on again. It's in Stradbally in County Leash, and it is from the 16th to the 18th of August. And yes, they have announced the lineup. So let's see what you think about this lineup. So first of all, let's start with a few artists they have. So let's just talk about some of the artists that I see are here. There's Kasabian are on, there's Teddy Swims, there is Dean Lewis, there is Sophie Ellis Baxter, there's the Wolf Tones, that's a big one. Yeah, the Wolf Tones are now doing the festival after being very successful last year and chancing their arm at doing Electric Picnic. They are back by popular demand, so will you go and see the Wolf Tones? But let's talk about the headliners. So who is on Friday night? Who is the Friday night headliner? Well, it is, of course,
her Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks, and I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed, and it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim.
Yeah, it's Noah Cahill, Stick Season, the hit of the year. He will be playing the Friday night. Who is headlining the Saturday?
Light so soon, when I met you in the summer.
Yes, that's summer there. And it's, of course, Calvin Harris. Yes, some great songs there. You'll be listening to his set. Really, really good, strong lineup there. And, of course, we have the headliner for Sunday. And that is, yes, you can hear it underneath, it is the one, the only, the legend, it's Kylie. And let's list a bit of Kylie now with Can't Get You Out of My Head. There we go, Can't Get Out of My Head by Kylie Minogue, and she'll be headlining the Sunday on the Electric Picnic. But the Electric Picnic lineup has not been that overly, let's just say, it's not got the best response online. Many people have been commenting online actually saying that it's a very bad lineup, the headliners aren't very good, and people just aren't happy. But what do you think? What do you think about it? Do you think it's a good lineup? You know, come on, Noah Cahill, that's a good booking, surely. You know, he's probably Song of the Year, Stick Season. He was in the charts for such a long time. You know, number one, definitely. If you listen back to this show, he was number one for, a very long time. He's a good book. Calvin Harris, everyone knows Calvin Harris. And Kylie, come on, Kylie's an absolute legend. To get Kylie, like, I think it's an all right lineup, but you can let me know. You can text in at 085 124 1616. It's 085 124 1616. Let us know what you think about the lineup. Anyway, I now think it's time to go into a little bit of weird news.
You've heard the real news. Now it's time for the weird news on Cork City Community Radio.
Yes, this is the weird news. Now, it's not really weird news. It's just more viral stuff. So I mentioned earlier on about WhatsApp saying WhatsApp has left people fuming after an update and make changes to the app. Now, you might have noticed this if you have the eagle eye. So WhatsApp recently updated, and the main change they made that people are fuming about, people are absolutely up in arms about, is, you know, when you says online, when someone's online or whatever, it used to have a little O. They've now changed the O to a capital O, presumably making it more grammar, you know, making it more grammarly correct. But yes, people are up in arms, and there has been a little bit of backlash because users just don't like it. Same with typing. When somebody types, it's a capital letter instead of the small letter in. I don't see how this update is a bad thing. Like, It's such a small thing, but yeah, it just shows people don't like change, do they? People don't like it when things just change out of nowhere, even the most little and insignificant things. There's also another news story I want to talk about as well, which is absolute music to my ears. Like, this is generally what I want. And that is, an airline introduces adult-only zones on flights. Yes, so Cordran Airlines has announced it will be launching adult-only areas in some flights later this year. So walls and curtains will be used to create a shielded environment. It says here, if you've had the small fortune of sitting next to a screaming child for the whole entire flight, then you are in luck, because from the 3rd of November, they plan on releasing these sort of child-only seats, adult-only seats, where you'll be in a cordoned-off little area. You'll have your own privacy. And it does come with additional charge, so apparently it will cost €45 per flight. And if you want an extra large seat, it'll cost €100. But yes, if you want to fly on a plane that is child-free, then that is where you go. Anyway, let us know anything about that. You can text in at 085-124-1616, 085-124-1616, or you can get involved on fastlanepod@gmail.com. That is how you email myself directly. And I think now we're halfway through the show, so this is a good time to bring up this week's number two in the charts. And we played it last week, it's gone number two, and I'm going to talk about it after a couple of songs, how this artist has again dominated the chart.
Fastlane's weekly Irish chart rundown. Enjoy this week's number two.
It's Fortnite, Taylor Swift.
I was supposed to be sent away, but
driving you out of Mondays in style with Ryan Jones.
Yes, you're listening to Fastlane on Cork City Community Radio, 100.5 FM with me, Ryan Jones. I'll be with you till 6 o'clock. And that was there, I Don't Wanna Wait by One Republic, a new song that's released 2 weeks ago. And the number two was, of course, Fortnite by Taylor Swift. Again, we talked about last week, she is dominating at the moment. She is absolutely killing it. And if you're a big Swiftie fan like we are on the show, well, good news. The Cypress Avenue have a gig available. And it is this Saturday on the 4th of May, the bank holiday Saturday. And the show starts at 11 p.m. and it's called Swiftageddon, the Taylor Swift Club Night. And it is a night dedicated to worshipping at the altar of Taylor Swift. Non-stop Swiftie all night. Deep cuts, extended mixes and fan favourites and all hits. Do you have a blank space in your diary? I didn't write that, this is on the advert. Then this night is Taylor made for you. Join fellow fans in celebration of the genius of Swift, because she'll never go out of style. It's an 18 plus event and that is available on the Cypress Avenue. You can buy tickets at cypressavenue.ie. Look in the gig section on Saturday the 4th of May for the Taylor Swift night. And let's also just talk about as well, because Taylor Swift has absolutely dominated the Irish charts this week. You know, I'm just looking right now at this week's charts and she was number two with the single Fortnite. She's also number four with the Tortured Poets Department and number five with I Can Do It with Broken Heart. And, you know, she is just doing so she's three songs in the top 10. And what's shocking about the charts this week, again, just a bit of commentary. We've been playing Benson Boone, Beautiful Things, and that's been at number one or at least number two or three the last few weeks. And Benson Boone's all the way down now to 15, which is, you know, just shows the terrible world of charts, eh? How cutthroat it can be. You're just demoted down. Where's Dacia? Let's see. Dacia, where are you? Oh, Dash is still number nine, standing strong. Should we listen to Dacia now? Nah, let's not. Because let's just listen to an artist we interviewed on the show about a few months ago. And you can listen back to the interview we did. So we're going to play a song called Bitter by Iris. And we actually interviewed Iris about a month ago. If you go onto the Fastlane podcast, where we upload the show after every single show, you can listen to the interview. They were generally really funny girls. They were really brilliant and such good artists. And I just want to play one of their songs now. So we're going to listen to local Cork girl band Bitter by Iris.
We're taking it up a few gears with Fastlane on Cork City Community Radio.
Yes, you're listening to Cork City Community Radio with me, Ryan Jones. It's Fastlane. We're coming up at 6 o'clock. But let's, first of all, have a chat about something we started last week. So last week, I posed the question, which was, what is the socially acceptable way to leave a WhatsApp group? What is, in, let's just say, what is the social etiquette to leaving a WhatsApp group? And I've got a few of your messages here saying what, how you think the best way to leave a group is. Some of you, to be honest with you, some of the messages I'm getting in, you're quite blunt with it. You just, a few of you have just said, leave. And that's it. Like, just leave. Like, all right, just kick down the door of friendship, hey? Just bye, good luck. One day you turn, you look at your friendship group and you see Ryan has left the chat. No explanation. Others of you sort of say, you know, oh, I wouldn't leave, I'll just mute the account. And that's a good answer. But I've done some research into this, and I found out what is the socially acceptable way to leave a WhatsApp group. So let's start with the basics first. So if you're in a work WhatsApp group, because it's the thing, you all thought friendship groups, but there are loads of different WhatsApp groups, aren't there? So if you're in a work WhatsApp group, very simply, when you finish employment, you leave the WhatsApp group. And I'll be honest with you, I'm actually in a work WhatsApp group at the moment, and I've had to mute it recently because a lot happens in that group. Like, I'm sort of now, like, the job I had before last year was I was a waiter in a restaurant, and we had a group, a work WhatsApp group, but all the way in that WhatsApp group was rotas and, you know, friendly reminders. You know, when you mess up, and it'll be like, hey, all, just a friendly reminder to not be rubbish at your jobs. You know, it was that sort of chat, you know, just a friendly reminder. But now I'm in a WhatsApp group where, like, important information is constantly shared, and I'm like, oh, I better mute that because I don't want that going off every 5 seconds on my days off. Now, the other WhatsApp groups you have are event WhatsApp groups. So, you know, if you're in, like, a college project or, you know, a stag do or whatever, and you have a little group, the socially acceptable way to leave that group is actually to let that group just die out. Just let it die. You know, because the event will happen. It's important to have that group for the event, for whatever it's for. And then, you know, when the event's finished, it'll slowly start to phase out. Just let the group die out. And then apparently in a month, you can then leave the group because it's not an issue then. Just leave the group, job done. No one's going to matter. Now, the big one is friendship groups. If you're in a friendship group and you don't like being in that WhatsApp group, how do you leave the group? Well, there are two ways. You either put a message on why you're leaving the group and then leave, and then message people privately to tell them why you've left the group. Or you just set up another group with people you like. Like, let's say there's one friend in the group you don't really like anymore. That's how you do it. The sneaky way. Anyway, do you agree with that? You can text me on 085 124 1616. That's 085 124 1616. Do you agree with that philosophy? And I'm going to release another social etiquette question for everybody. And that is, what is the socially acceptable way to cancel on plans? So how do you cancel on plans that you don't want to go to? So let's say you make some plans, you don't feel up to going. How do you cancel on them plans? Now, you can text in 085 124 1616, 085 124 1616. You can message me on thefastlanepod@gmail.com, or you can message me on Ryan Jones Radio. And we'll discuss that in 2 weeks' time, because next week's a bank holiday and we're going to have a different sort of show next week. So in 2 weeks' time, we will talk about how do you cancel plans. Now, on all that admin, let's now go into this week's number one in the Irish charts. And a little clue, it was the same as last week's number one.
Fastlane's weekly Irish chart rundown. Enjoy this week's number one.
It's Too Sweet by Hozier.
Driving you out of Mondays in style with Ryan Jones.
There we go. This week's number one was Too Sweet by Hozier. And that has also been a big hit in America. So Hozier is now gone to America. Good old Irish artist going over to America. Well done, Hozier. And it reminds me of a video I just want to play out a few years ago where Hozier went viral because of a song that he co-wrote, well, as a joke on a comic relief sketch with Aisling Bea, the comedian. and let's just have a little sample of it here.
Pines with the lads, I love pines with the lads, and steak and chips, steak and chips, like dessert. And pints with the lads. I don't know. Like,
sorry, that was just so bad, Andrew. List me some things you might buy in the shops.
A swimsuit for pennies. I'd say that's popular at the moment.
Yes.
Why have I purchased all these swimsuits from pennies? Dear God, they fill my heart and closet with grief.
I mean this in the nicest way. I can't imagine bringing you to a dinner party without you bringing the mood down.
Yes, the new hit that could be soon, Pints with the Lads. Go on, Hosier. Anyway, we're getting to the end of the show now, so let's get some recommendations from Siobhan.
What should you watch this week? Let Siobhan tell you. With Siobhan Streaming Service Selections.
Hi, Siobhan here with your weekly movie and TV updates. Starting with Disney Plus, you can check out Thank You, Goodnight, The Bon Jovi Story, a docuseries which follows the life of Bon Jovi from a look at his personal life, which includes never-before-seen video footage, photos, and how he and his band made it from performing in the Jersey Club to global fame. And you can also watch Secrets of the Octopus, which is a part of the Secrets of franchise, telling us about different animals and what we may not know about them. Now to Netflix, you can watch the show City Hunter, Dead Boy Detectives, which follows Charles and Edwin, who decide not to go into the afterlife but stay on Earth to investigate crimes which involve the supernatural. And you can also watch In the Land of Saints and Sinners, a movie starring Liam Neeson, which follows a father who is forced to fight for redemption after a lifetime of sins, but at what cost is he willing to pay? Moving along to Prime Video, you can watch Season 2 of Them, an anthology show first premiered in 2021, which follows characters with different locations with a twist of horror. Released in cinemas, you can watch Challengers, which follows Tashi, a former tennis player, now turned coach, is married to a fellow champion who is on a losing streak. But when her husband must play against his old best friend and her former boyfriend, things will turn very complicated. The movie stars Emmy winner Zendaya, along with Emmy winner Josh O'Connor and Mike Feist. And my top recommendation for the week is the movie Steel Magnolias, which is about a group of women who may either have different age gaps or even family to one another, but have a special bond which keeps them as a close unit, meaning when times get tough, they will be there for each other. The movie stars Dolly Parton, Sally Field, Julia Roberts, and many more. This movie for me was just a warm hug. I honestly wanted to be a part of the friendship these women formed together. This movie for me was just a warm hug. I honestly wanted to be a part of the friendship these women formed together. That is all for this week. Hope you enjoyed. Bye, everyone.
Thank you there, Siobhan, for those recommendations. And hopefully, listen, watch them. They sound really good. And again, Baby Reindeer. I think Baby Reindeer, that's been going viral these last few weeks, this week. Like, everyone's talking about it. So definitely watch Baby Reindeer. And with that, it's the end of the show. Thank you very much for listening to this week's show. Now, next week's show is a bank holiday. So the station does a lot of pre-records on the bank holiday. So next week, we're going to have a best of show from about July last year to about now. Just an hour long of the best stuff. And it's going to include Sean as well, because there was some really good stuff for me and Sean last year. So tune in for that next week for our best of show. And then the week after, that's when we're going to discuss how do you cancel plans? And again, you can message down 085-124-1616 or email at fastlanepod@gmail.com. Anyway, so Claire Jones on the way, so keep listening to her easy listening music show. She's on till 8 o'clock. And on that note, I've been Ryan Jones. See you in 2 weeks.